This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Out of the ancient wedding ceremonies of the Eastern European Jewish people emerged what we know today as klezmer music and dance. Next weekend, Congregation Nahalat Shalom in Albuquerque will host its 12th annual celebration of this joyous art form, Klezmerkerke, a three-day festival of concerts, workshops, dance parties, and more for all ages. With us this morning is the driving force behind the festival, musician Beth Cohen. Beth, it's great to have you back with us.
Oh, thank you, Spencer. It's always great to be here and to see you.
There is so much going on in this festival. We can't cover it all, but I wanted to focus on the trio that you're bringing to Albuquerque for the festival. It's called R2G. Tell me about these three musicians.
Well, I'll talk about the two R's first. So R2 is Ruben Ruszewski, and the G is for Greenman. The first R I'd like to talk about is Joel Ruben, who was like one of my first klezmer musicians I really became fond of and interested in the music. He's a scholar, an ethnomusicologist, so not only does he have amazing chops on the clarinet, but he's also done an amazing amount of research and a very interesting person to talk with and just really enjoy him. And through him, we've met Pete Ruszewski, and he plays the hammered dulcimer, which in klezmer music is called the cymbal or the cymbalum. And it's a great instrument. It's tuned a little different than like our American or Celtic Appalachian hammered dulcimer. And it's got a great tone, and he's going to have that instrument. And then last but not least is I'm also a huge fan of his, Stephen Greenman, who's an amazing violinist and classically trained. And these guys are very interesting scholars and very talented and great teachers, too.
So these three virtuosos and scholars are going to be teaching master classes on Sunday.
Yes, three of them. Yes.
Wow. And they're going to be taking part in two performances. One is a concert. That's on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. But Friday night,
it's still
music.
A concert. It's a cameo. Because I don't want to give them away. We're kind of like saving them. But we're lucky we have several klezmer groups here in Albuquerque.
Right.
A couple of them I'm involved in. And one group is the Rebbe's Orchestra. And the other group is the community klezmer band at Nahalat Shalom that I direct. And the Rebbe's Orchestra as well will be just doing a little cameo on Friday night. We're just going to play two dance medleys. Oh, and we're inviting our friends from Congregation Albert. So they're also in a band over there. And we'll be playing for the danced service portion, which starts at 6:30.
On Friday night.
Next
Friday night.
Right. We sing traditional Shabbat songs and prayers, but we're dancing to them. So, I mean, a lot of people, even if you're not Jewish, you can come and enjoy it. It's not super religious. You know, we're not like sitting in chairs with prayer books. The band is set up in the center of the floor, and then people dance around them. And we encourage people to sing along and pound along on the table. And it's, you know, just a kind of a fun, joyous thing. And we light candles, and we say a prayer for the wine and the challah. And then we have a big vegetarian potluck after the service. We have our own in-house dance troupe called Rikud, and they'll lead everybody. They're very easy. I mean, if you can walk, basically, you can do these dances. They're very simple.
Wow.
And all the people in the band do all the volunteering and help. You know, it's a community event, so we all put it on together.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations, Beth.
Thank you.
Musician Beth Cohen has put together the 12th annual celebration, Klezmerkerke. It's February 14th, 15th, and 16th at Albuquerque's Congregation Nahalat Shalom, 3606 Rio Grande Boulevard Northwest. For tickets, registration, and a schedule, visit nahalatshalom.org or call 343-8227. Beth, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.